Welcome to Voice Assist. Economic update. An Asian Development Bank report said, India is expected to achieve the projected growth rate of 7.4% in 2017, and further up 7.6% next year on strong consumer demand. A World Bank report says, Indian economy is expected to grow at 7.2% this financial year, up from 6.8% in 2016. SEBI asks banks to disclose to bursars bad loan divergences immediately, along with annual results, after they get communication over such difference from the RBI. SEBI is planning to tighten depository receipts regulations, as part of efforts to check the flow of black money into the stock market. Inflation based on the wholesale price index slipped to a 14-month low of 0.90% in June, as food inflation remained negative. WPI stood at a 5-month low of 2.17% in May. India's exports grew 4.39% to $23.5 billion, while imports rose 19% to $36.5 billion, leaving a trade gap of about $12.9 billion in June, compared with $13.84 billion in May. India's forex reserves fell $161.9 million to $386.37 billion in the week to July 7 due to a fall in foreign currency assets. Global update. European Central Bank President Mario Draghi kept key interest rate unchanged, said the bank needs persistence and patience in order to push inflation toward its goal of just under 2%, adds that the bank will keep buying 60 billion euros in bonds through year-end and longer if needed. U.S. housing starts jumped 8.3% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.22 million units, compared to May's sales pace of 1.12 million units. U.S. building permits increased 7.4% for June to an annualized rate of 1.25 million from 1.17 million in May. Bank of Japan keeps its monetary policy unchanged, but cuts inflation forecasts. It now expects inflation to be at 1.1% for the current fiscal, down from its previous forecast of 1.4%, while for the next fiscal, it expects inflation to hit 1.8% instead of 1.9%. UK Consumer Prices Index came in at 2.6% in June, down from 2.9% in May, while Producer Price Index rose 3.3% on the year to June from 3.6% in May. The Chinese economy grew 6.9% in the second quarter from a year earlier, the same rate as the first quarter. Equity market. Indian benchmark indices ended down on Thursday, as gains made earlier were erased by losses in index heavyweights. Banking stocks saw buying spree amid hopes of a rate cut by the RBI. Pharmaceutical stocks witnessed significant buying, primarily led by Aurobindo, after the company received the US FDA's approval for the generic of Renvela, thereby raising hopes that it will likely trigger more approvals for complex generic filings by Indian companies. Asian markets rallied on strong GDP and industrial output data from China, the world's second largest economy. IT counters were the biggest laggards on Nifty, weighed by disappointing results from sector majors, TCS and Infosys, falling 2% and 0.5%, respectively. During the week, Sensex lost 0.70% to close at 30,921.61. while Nifty declined 0.57% to close at 9,520.90. Debt market. Earlier in the session, bonds traded in a narrow range, as market players remained on the sidelines, ahead of the central bank's open market bond sale. RBI conducted its scheduled OMO of 100 billion Indian rupees, the results of which were favorable. After this OMO, the focus of the market now shifts to the upcoming monetary policy, where the RBI is widely expected to deliver a rate cut. Heavy supply of gilts in the month has weighed on the gilts. However, the overall sentiment continues to remain positive, on expectation of a rate cut the RBI in its upcoming policy. The central bank held three reverse repo auctions of 27-day, 14-day, and 7-day durations for a total notified rupee 40,000 crore. The Apex Bank also held a 14-day term repo auction, for a notified ₹20,500 crore. The underlying market sentiment remained positive, as the latest domestic consumer inflation figures aided hopes of an interest rate cut by the RBI in its August policy review. Oil, a more than expected drawdown in crude inventories, eased concerns over a global supply glut, pushing up oil prices. EIA data showed decline of 4.73 million barrels last week. The gains were, however, capped, as Kuwait planned to increase its light oil capacity by 200,000 barrels a day by December. Crude oil prices rose 72 cents to settle at $47.12 a barrel on the NYMEX, after U.S. government data showed a decline in U.S. crude stockpiles for a third week in a row. U.S. crude inventories fell by 4.7 million barrels to 490.6 million barrels for the week ended July 14. JODI data also gave mixed signals, with Saudi Arabia crude shipments falling while that of Iraq rising in May as compared to April. Information in the article is sourced from Bloomberg, CRISIL, ICICI Treasury. Thank you for listening.